Hello.
Hello. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in our community, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about the kind of issues facing us. We can get your opinions on them, and the answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No, but what is the survey for?
Well, it's, I guess the whole purpose of it is just to get your opinion on certain topics. And in this survey, we talk about the Grand Traverse, like, trails.
Okay.
The Grand Traverse County trails. So I'm thinking ahead. Which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on the Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, or you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm pretty certain I'm going to vote.
All right. So what is your age?
50.
50, all right. All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think for the most part in the right direction. I think they're not necessarily looking long-term in terms, but other than that, it's pretty good, I guess.
All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So now I'm just going to ask you a few questions about these proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. So the first one is,
okay,
the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
All right. Would that be probably yes or definitely yes?
Definitely yes.
So since ballot language can, like, sometimes be a little bit difficult to understand, I'm just basically going to read the same proposal, but in a more simpler way. So this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use, and it would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal, or would you vote no against?
I probably have to do the math on how much that means to me in property taxes.
Well, as a whole, in general, it would raise about, for like the average citizen, $90 per year.
Yeah, I would vote yes on that then.
All right, so definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely.
All right. So now, if this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
All right. So as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? And the list goes, number one, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Two, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $7 per year. Three, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $9 per year. Or four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I probably would say three.
Three. All right. Perfect. Thank you. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting water and water supply, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, improving local roads and infrastructure.
think it was the one that said, like, controlling growth or whatever. Not controlling it, but...
yeah, the one that... You must have controlling growth and development?
Yes, yeah, I would say that.
All right, so now I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you like a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you have a favorable, if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion towards kind of each of these statements. Oh, well, not statements, organizations. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also mention that, please. So,
I'm so sorry. I want to keep, my daughter's calling me. I got to jump, but hopefully I help with answering some of these.
All right. Yeah, for sure. No worries. Have a good rest of your day then.